Hello, everybody. This is your boy, Detective Marvel, coming back at you with another episode. So, I just wanted to get one thing out of the way, man. I saw Aquaman 2 trailer. I don't know if there was a different one on TV or not, but, bro, you guys gotta get Jason Momoa out of here, bro. Alright? He's, like, cool and all, but, like, come on, man. We want Aquaman up in here, not Jason Momoa. But then, he has a kid now. I hope it's not with Amber Heard because she probably shit in his bed then. But, if you know, Amber Heard plays Mara, I think. But there was, like, I read somewhere a while ago that apparently her role has been cut or she hasn't been shown in any of the promotional teasers, I don't think. At least I didn't see her. I saw pretty much everyone from Aquaman 1 returning for Aquaman 2. Which is, like, weird. It, like, the trailer just looks like Aquaman 1. I mean, you got Black Manta as the villain again, and Orm's coming back, so... And I already know what they're gonna do with Orm, man. If you don't know, Orm's Aquaman's brother. They're just gonna kill him off, man. He's gonna have a redemption arc. They're gonna be like, oh, he's finally good again or whatever, and then he'll probably die saving Aquaman's child or kid or something like that. But yeah, like, other than that, I think it's probably going to be an average-ass movie. I'm hoping it's average, man, because if it's anything less than that, oh, that's going to be really bad for the DCU. And I'm not sure, like, where... So, James Gunn, as you guys probably already know, is taking over the DCU and is rebooting it in some sort of way. And I think Blue Beetle, I think, was maybe their first movie, or maybe it was The Flash first movie that they really like, okay, this is like his first movie. Well, I don't know. James Gunn had, they were already probably in production by the time he came around. So he probably had no say, or if anything, very little say in how to direct that movies or those movies. And I just don't think it's going the way that James Gunn wants it right now, because Aquaman 2 does not look like anything other than an average, kind of below average ass DC movie. And I would think James Gunn would kind of be like, we'll veto it or something like that. But I mean, James Wan from the first movie, James Wan is the director, by the way. He did all right in Aquaman. Like, there's really nothing like spectacular about Aquaman 1 that I can remember. And to be honest, I kind of thought, I can't think of, I don't even know Aquaman's mom's name, but that bitch, I thought she died, man. I totally thought she died, but apparently not. I don't know. It was just such a non-remarkable movie that I don't really remember anything about it other than that Black Manta and Aquaman were in it, man. I mean, come on. I would figure because James Gunn can do all these, like, turn these obscure, not recognizable heroes into name faces that, like, people recognize, like Guardians of the Galaxy and shit like that. And, like, and I've heard that what he's doing with DC, he's bringing out some of those unrecognizable names and putting a face to them and hopefully making them popular like they did with Guardians. But, I don't know too much about Aquaman and his history, but I would think that there would be more, because he definitely had a solo comic book run in the span of however many years Aquaman has been in it, like in DC. But so you would think there would be some villains that holy hell, he did Polka Dot. James Gunn, he did Polka Dot Man, and he turned that shit into Polka Dot Man, Peacemaker, Rat Queen, was it Rat Catchers 2 or something like that? And he turned those, like, I knew who Polka Dot Man was, but, like, not a lot about Peacemaker. And he turned those into, like, okay, well, now Peacemaker's going to be in, he has his own TV show, and he's going to be in Mortal Kombat 1. And so it's just, like, he has that power of turning obscure heroes and not recognizable heroes into something popular. Like, yeah, so hopefully he'll be able to, do well. But, going on in some other news, I'm just trying to think. Omni-Man, Invincible Season 2 came out. I haven't really watched that much. I've been trying to, like, catch up on Invincible. Well, I watched Invincible season one, but I'm just trying to rewatch that right now before I go into season two. But apparently, it's really good. I think they're about 6 episodes in. I do believe it comes out every Thursday or Friday. And yeah, speaking of Invincible, Omni-Man, a couple weeks ago, I would say like right before Invincible came out, or right just, it was in that time frame, he came to Mortal Kombat 1 as a playable character. And yeah, man, he's just been so much fun. You know, I had to rank him up all the way. One of his last, so in Mortal Kombat 1, you can change like their colors and not with Omni-Man, you can't change his costume yet. There hasn't been any costume changes, but you can change like the color scheme and stuff in his boots and his gloves and his cape. The last mastery, tier that like you, every time you play with a person, you rank up, like, you get experience. It's pretty much just like leveling up a character. And you get like the invincible colors, so it's like blue, yellow, and black. Black outline, whatever. But yeah, that was really cool. And yeah, man. Also, in gaming news, GTA 6 is going to be coming out with a trailer here in the next couple weeks. They said early December, so hopefully that's not too late. Hopefully it's coming in real soon. Is because if you think about it, GTA 5 came out on the PS3, then it came out to the PS4, then it came out into the PS5. Like, Rockstar really have, like, I feel like most of their income right now is coming from GTA Online, because I would say millions of people every year are getting at least $10 worth of fake money on that game. And I'm not gonna lie, I was a young kid once. I spent some, not pretty hefty, but enough that it's embarrassing, amount on GTA Online. And yeah, so, and they keep coming out with heists and different stuff like that. So it seems to be like a really good, well, GTA 5 is a good game, but I feel like GTA 6 is going to be a really, really good game. I know they came out with Red Dead Redemption 2. That is probably one of my favorite games of all time, just the story alone. I've replayed that so many times, I could probably reenact every, well, probably not reenact, that's like a long-ass game to reenact, but they came out with then after with Red Dead Online, and I feel like they just missed the mark on that one, man. I feel like they could have done so much more with that, but they just didn't. Like, I feel like one of the cool things that they could have done was, you know how in GTA they got apartments, you can build houses. Like, so it'll just maybe be like a cutscene, or you're actually like building the house, like, that song that plays when John and the gang build his house. I just feel like there could have been so much more. Like, maybe you could have been a cop and rounding up criminals or something like that, or just random. Like, I feel like they could have added so much more, but they just decided not to. And they focused on GTA Online and GTA 6. And, I mean, we'll just have to wait and see how the trailer goes and or how the game comes out. The new Avatar game is coming out here on December 7th. And I'm not really sure how I feel about that, because it's made by Ubisoft, but the company, like the game development team, who's making Avatar, made The Division and Division 2. Division was a good game. I remember playing it for a while. Division 2, not so much. I kind of feel like it maybe just like fell off the mark a little bit, but that was just me. I mean, they came out with DLC, so I would assume that it had to have been some success where they're able to do that. And yeah, it's I don't know how to feel about it, because it's looking like a Far Cry game you're an avatar, man. You're a Navi, man, and you're just running around, guns blazing or bows blazing, and just chilling up there all day, every day. I mean, it just looks like it literally looks like someone just copy and pasted Far Cry, like, or went into ChatGPT and went like, yo, I want a Far Cry game, but instead of humans, I want Navi. I want it to be like Avatar. And that's kind of what you get. I mean, the third person looks a little wonky, man. I'm not even going to lie. Or, not even, like, the third person looks okay. Don't get me wrong. First person, on the other hand, when they do parkour, I feel like the only people who really got parkour in first person was Dying Light. That was a big one. And that parkour game, like, you play as that female and, like, you parkour over all these huge skyscrapers. Those are really, like, only, like, the only two games I can think of that they really, or franchises or whatever, that they actually got it right, you know? They fucking nailed it, man. Who knows what's gonna happen with that game. I guess I'll see when I start to play it or whatever, but, yeah. Oh, also, they are remaking an old-ass Star Wars game, bro. It looks like Doom. Like, Doom on the PC. Like, not like the 2016 one, like the 1990-something one. I think you play as, I don't know. I forget, but they are remaking that. I did hear a little while ago that about the Star Wars The Old Republic news. Was it Star Wars? Knights of the Old Republic. I'm sorry. Knights of the Old Republic. That they weren't about, like, I remember seeing the trailer. Like, it wasn't, well, I really wouldn't. It was a teaser because it was just, the motherfucker with the purple lightsaber. Shit, I forget. But, his name's on the tip of my tongue. I just can't remember. I'm not knowledgeable in everything and anything. But, yeah, they saw him, like, pop up, and I was really looking forward to it. I played Knights of the Old Republic like a motherfucker, like, back in the day, and that game was fun. So, like, having it remade, not, hopefully, maybe it wasn't the Last of Us remake, because the Last of Us remake was just, like, oh, updated graphics, and not, it's not, a remake is building it from the ground. Like, I always think of remaster is you take the same game, but you just update its shaders and graphics and maybe tweak a little bit of its gameplay to make it more modern. And then remake is totally going, like, from scratch, 0 to 100, building it up from the ground up, and totally, like, it's the game, but, like, it's pretty much like a different game. It's like a different game with the same concept. That's what I think of when I think of remakes. Like, I'm just trying to think of, like, Final Fantasy VII remake. You know, like, it was the same story and, like, kind of this, like, well, it's a Final Fantasy game, so they're kind of going to be similar, but it was, they literally, they didn't update it with new graphics. They rebuilt it from the ground up. Like, that's what they did. They added a cutscene, like, voice act. That's what I think of when I think of a remake. But anyway, I was getting past the point. It was in development, and then something happened, I can't remember what, where they pretty much had to halt the remake. And now it's kind of like in that production cycle hell where it's like, it's most like you want to have hope that it'll get out of that cycle, but getting out of development, like that development cycle where it's, they've halted production on it and they're not sure if they're gonna reopen it or not. But I want to have hope, but more likely than not, I think they did that teaser just a little bit early. If they had even a small, because when I feel like you make a game, you have to be 100% sure, like, okay, we're doing this. There's 100% chance that we're going to be doing this. Like, there's no, like, 99.99 or anything like that. There's, like, a straight 100% chance. But I just don't think that they were there 100%, because now they're in that development hell where they're, like, switching back and forth between who's making the game. And so right now, they're probably not going to be making Knights of the Old Republic remake. It sucks. It really does. But, it's just absolutely horrible. Also in movie news, Hunger Birds, or not Hunger Birds, Hunger Games. I almost said Hungry Games, like that knockoff movie. I actually watched that the other day. It's fucking dumb, man. It's so dumb. But yeah, Songbirds and something, the prequel for President Snow came out, and I'm looking at it, I'm like, damn, who's that girl? Who's that? Like, she looks so familiar. And then I'm like, is she the girl who's playing Snow White? And I'm like, I think it is. I can't remember her name, but I do remember what she said, like, all of that, like, oh, you blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, bro, just make the Snow White movie. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Just make a Snow. If you don't want to make the Snow White movie and you want to make a different movie about what your ideals is, then go right ahead. But, like, I feel like Disney people want to see a recognizable Disney name on a Disney movie. So they if they want to see Snow White, then I feel like they should see Snow White instead of just like a reiteration of it where it's like, oh, they're not going to tell me what to do. But I mean, come on, man. Like, I don't see it as that big of a deal. Like, it's overreacting is one thing. And I'm just like, bro, stop overreacting. It's not that big of a deal. It's really not. It's fucking Snow White. Like, so, like, if you look at Snow, like, it's just stupid, man. But, yeah. Oh, the last thing I do want to talk about was, like, this whole thing with, like, this shit happened months ago, or maybe a year ago, I don't know. Henry Cavill was in Black Adam, right? And, Henry Cavill, as you know, played Superman, and, not Zack Snyder's Superman, I think? But yeah, he was let go, then brought back on being like, oh, you're going to be playing in Black Adam and you're going to be all this. And then James Gunn came in and he was like, yeah, man, I kind of want to do my own thing with Superman. So you're going to have to get your bitch ass out of here. Not in that way, but I think a nice way of being like, hey, yeah, you're not really needed here anymore. So yeah, they were like that. It's just kind of like, you can't string a man back and forth like that, man. You can't do that shit. You gotta, like, I don't know. Yeah, anyway, this is what I wanted to talk about. So, yeah, I'm gonna try uploading more. Yeah, so if you like this episode or have any suggestions, just tell me, man. I don't know any of this shit. Just fucking tell me. And, if you want my opinions on stuff or you want me to dissect through different stuff, like, I know Ahsoka came out a few months ago, like, Loki season 2, was a couple weeks ago, like, the last episode, that jaunt was fire. Ahsoka was, like, okay, it was pretty good, I'm not even gonna lie, it was good, but yeah, anything like that, just let me know, and, yeah, if you could, subscribe to this pod, that would be great. Anyway, this is Detective Marvel. Signing out, bitch.